From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. Detroit unemployment is high, really high, nearly 18%. That's almost double the Michigan rate of unemployment, and Michigan is among the worst states in the nation. So when a manufacturer hires hundreds of Detroit residents, it gets attention. In a little more than a year and a half, Detroit Manufacturing Systems has hired 729 people at its plant in the city. More than two-thirds of those workers live in Detroit. Rosemary Brewer is the company's human resources director.
We're one of three companies that Andre Rush owns under the Rush Group.
Wait, what?
That Andre Rush owns.
Does that name seem familiar? Andre Rush sat with First Lady Michelle Obama last week during the State of the Union address.
2 years ago, as the auto industry came roaring back, Andre Rush opened up a manufacturing firm in Detroit. She knew that Ford needed parts for the best-selling truck in America, and she knew how to make those parts. She just needed the workforce. So she dialed up what we call an American Job Center, places where folks can walk in to get the help or training they need to find a new job or a better job. She was flooded with new workers.
President Obama used Detroit Manufacturing Systems as an example of a company benefiting from the so-called American Job Centers, in this case, the Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation. Pamela Moore heads up the nonprofit, which gets federal funding. She says her group, which used to be a City of Detroit agency, has changed its approach. It used to be someone without a job would come in, tell the agency what vocation they wanted to pursue, and that person would get the training they needed for that job. Problem was, often there weren't always a lot of jobs in that field. That approach earned the nickname Train and Pray. But these days, Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation takes a different approach.
Now it's a demand-driven system. We look to the employer to tell us what the demand is, the kinds of skills that they're looking for, and that is how we determine how to use our resources.
So Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation screens potential workers, tests them for literacy, manual dexterity, and whatever else an employer might need. Moore says Detroit Manufacturing Systems has been its biggest success story.
The Detroit Manufacturing Systems relationship has resulted in a 2-to-1 recruitment to hire ratio. So every two people that we send, they hire one, and that's an incredible ratio.
Back at Detroit Manufacturing Systems, Rosemary Brewer says on average, the workers had been unemployed for 18 months. It didn't make sense to ignore a talent pool right in Detroit.
You want people that are from the area to say, I'm just as valuable and viable to work as the next person. If I don't have the means to get out to the suburbs, should I be denied an opportunity to have a good paying job?
It's a union shop. Pay starts at $11 an hour and each year goes up a dollar an hour. There's health insurance, a retirement plan, and there's tuition assistance, $5,200 a year for any kind of schooling a worker chooses. On the floor, workers are building instrument panels for Ford's Mustang, the F-150 truck, the Explorer, the Expedition, the Taurus, and the Focus. Damon Thomas says getting a job at a manufacturing plant in Detroit means something these days.
It's good to know that somebody is willing to give us another chance. You know, the other generations, they were able to come into Ford and come in, you know, manufacturing and everything. But to be chosen, to be accepted, and to be able to come into this company like that, it was an honor to me.
Detroit Manufacturing Systems has been steadily growing since it started during the summer of 2012. The Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation says there are plenty of other people in Detroit ready to work if they get the chance. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.